رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Radio Islam International, and if you've just tuned in, اهلا وسهلا and welcome to the weekend tide. I'm Samaria Azrima, keeping you company this Sunday morning till 11 a.m. inshallah. It is Sunday the 28th of January 2018, and it is the 10th of Jamal al-Ula 1439. Alhamdulillah, it's a pretty warm day here in Durban today. I think getting into February, that's when we usually, you know, get into the really warm weather. So it's good in a way. We've been, you know, there's also been some gloomy days, so it's good to have some heat. But also, I think it's going to get pretty much extreme. So I hope everybody takes good care of their skin making sure that you keep yourself protected. Talking about protection, today we're actually going to be speaking about the beauty of hijab. And this is a topic that we're going to be discussing today. And the reason that we're doing this is because World Hijab Day will be celebrated on the 1st of February. Inshallah, it is celebrated every year. And so we're going to be joined on the line by Sister Munira Kareem, who is the ambassador of World Hijab Day. And she's going to be basically telling us more about World Hijab Day, what it is about, and things along those lines. And I think it's important for us to make sure that we are aware of campaigns such as these, so that we can then, you know, join in and make sure that we take a part of it. And inshallah, this will inspire us and inspire those who aren't wearing the hijab, and you know, and even those who are wearing the hijab to be a bit more, you know, conscious of how they wear it. Because at the end of the day, you can be adorning the hijab, but making sure that your characters, your characteristics of your personality, and how you are and the way you carry yourself is also equally important, that you carry it out in a similar manner. So this is basically the topic that we're going to be talking about today, and inshallah we're going to be opening the lines for you to call us in and let us know about your hijab story, your hijab journey. I'd really love to know what inspired you to wear the hijab, and what inspires you to continue to you know, to carry and wearing your hijab. So inshallah, do remember that you can give us a call. Inshallah, I'll let you know when we will open the lines. And remember, you can call us on 011-854-1548. So 011-854-1548, inshallah. So that's basically what we're going to be discussing for today. You know, it's a really, I'm passionate about this as well, you know, because there's so many beautiful aspects of hijab. And I think, you know, what's a good one here is, if we speak about it, is that, you know, I think Islamophobia, one of the main starting points is a woman wearing the hijab, and they feel that we're oppressed. And you know, in so many countries it has been banned, which is quite shocking and quite surprising. But if we actually bring about attention to the beauty of hijab and the reason why we actually wear it, then inshallah, you know, there won't be any reason for them to, you know, be have these attacks on us and, you know, ban the hijab from us being, you know, from us to wear it, inshallah. So that's basically what we're going to be talking about today and what we're going to be highlighting. And there's so many, you know, beautiful aspects when it comes to looking at the beauty of hijab. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran in chapter 24, it's in verse 30, where he says, "Say to the believing men that they should cast down their glances and guard their private parts by being chaste. This is better for them." And we also, in the next verse, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Say to the believing women that they should cast down their glances and guard their private parts by being chaste." And that's extremely important, you know, for us. And then, you know, it continues to say, "And to not display their beauty except what is apparent, and they should place their khumur over their bosom." So that's basically ensuring that you do cover yourself correctly. So if it is a Quranic injunction, which means that we have to carry it out in the best way possible, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, as best that we can. But yes, we're joined on the line by Sister Munira Kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you doing today, Sister Munira?
Alhamdulillah, shukr, and yourself, Samaya?
Alhamdulillah. Now, Sister Munira is the owner of Noodle M Promotions, an events and promotion company based in Johannesburg. And basically, she produces events aimed at uplifting and empowering the community, as well as markets that help local entrepreneurs and with exposure. It initiated the Ramadan home industry market in 2011 in Indonesia, and it's still an annual favorite. A member of the Josie's Books and Blogs Festival organizing team, she became the World Hijab Day Ambassador in 2015 to help spread awareness of this day and to encourage our fellow South Africans to become more involved, to be a part of our global family. So getting straight into it, Sister Munira, what is the World Hijab Day campaign all about?
Okay, so basically World Hijab Day is celebrated on the 1st of Feb every year. It was started by the founder Nizma Khan. She's from the USA. It was started in 2013. Basically, it was in recognition of millions of Muslim women who choose to wear the hijab and live a life of modesty. The reason why she actually came up with the idea was she was thinking of something as a means to foster religious tolerance and understanding by inviting women who are non-hijabi Muslims as well as non-Muslims to experience the hijab for one day. She felt that many people saw the hijab as a symbol of oppression and segregation, and so she felt that by opening up new pathways to understanding, it could counteract some of the controversies that surround why Muslim women choose to wear the hijab.
Absolutely, you know, that's very important, and it's a good initiative that she has started, most on. So when and why was it started?
Okay, it started on February 1st, 2013. That was when it started, and it actually, she herself, basically, she was a social activist that, went to the USA from Bangladesh at the tender age of 11, and she herself was the only hijabi in middle school, so she remembers it like being a very difficult experience, and she basically grew up in the Bronx in NYC, you know, in New York City, and we all know the stories about the Bronx, you know, it's like, riddled with crime and that kind of stuff, you know, not really upper class people, it's mostly middle to lower class kind of people, a lot of anger and other issues to deal with, that kind of an environment. So she experienced a great deal of discrimination due to her hijab, and they used to call it things like Batman and Ninja. And then when she entered university after 9/11, that was when it really took off, like really bad, because, Osama bin Laden was made to be called a terrorist, and then she was called Osama bin Laden, or she was called a terrorist, and she figured the only way to end discrimination was to let other people feel what she experienced. And that is how the idea sparked off, and she started the day in 2013, alhamdulillah. And since then, it has grew worldwide. It has exploded. You know, there's 70-plus countries worldwide that participate in the day, volunteers from all over the world, and it's growing every year. 150 countries partook in World Hijab Day alone in 2017. And it's been also endorsed by many world-renowned individuals, including scholars, politicians, celebrities. It's really taken off in a big way, and alhamdulillah, it grows every year. We see people, you know, coming up with more and more events. We see more people. We see a lot of positivity coming out from, you know, just this initial idea.
Absolutely, and it sounds like a really wonderful initiative. So what is the goal of this campaign?
Okay, so basically the goal is, like I said initially, it was to foster that understanding between, you know, the masses. I mean, we want people to understand, first of all, why we love the hijab, and then we want them to understand that it is our right to wear it, that we shouldn't be forced to take it off, or we shouldn't be forced to dress a way a person feels we should dress. It is your right, it's your personal human right to be who you are, and we are at the core of it, we are Muslims, and this is the way Muslims dress. And then if you go back into history, it's not only an Islamic way of dress. It's predominantly throughout all the religions. If you go back into time, into history, and you look back, you'll see that people who were who were honored and revered and who had a place of standing in the community, most of them would dress modestly and covered up, and that was when they got respect. Not exposing everything, basically.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really so strange when the people, you know, around you and those of different religions, they feel that, you know what, you actually, you know, you're being oppressed and they feel that they should take it out. Yet, you know, if they, as you mentioned, if they look at their scriptures and their people in the past, they would realize that, you know, they were also, you know, dressed in a similar manner.
Gee, exactly. Like, I mean, a plain example, and it's an example we hear about all the time. If you look at the Catholic nuns, they cover it up all the time, you know, and you look at a place like Paris in France where hijabis are discriminated against all the time, and you think that you have your nuns and they wear their, you know, they wear their hijab. You can call it hijab because it's exactly the way we cover up. They are totally covered from head to toe. You don't see a strand of hair. You don't see a bit of skin. You don't see the shape of their body. It's exactly the way hijab's supposed to be. So, that's, you know, the basis of it. It's trying to create that understanding that we all are basically the same and we all require that right to dress the way we Islamically are guided to dress.
So why do you feel it important for us to have more of these types of awareness campaigns?
I think it's very important because even if we're not looking as far as over, you know, is international, let's just look at South Africa itself. How many of these xenophobic attacks have we had over the past few years, you know? And then the first thing to crop up is, you know, the way Muslims dress and that kind of thing. Because then, you know, you get segregated. This is Muslim, this is Hindu, this is whatever. And you know, it's this religion and that religion. It's this color and that color. So it's a way of showing people that Muslim and hijab, it's across the board. It's not just an Indian thing. It's not just a Muslim thing. You know, it becomes a cultural thing for all of us as well. Also, if we look at, you know, what's currently also happening in South Africa, we have the minister, you know, who is in charge, and just slipping now, which minister, sorry, Maaf. But anyway, she's in charge, but we would like to know why is it that women are still discriminated as far as like our a simple thing like doing our ID pics and our licenses are concerned, you know? Like, why are you not allowed to just wear your hijab, which clearly still shows your face, which should be allowed, you know, on places where you go and do your IDs and your driver's license and your passports and stuff like that. And actually, when you do a little bit of research, you'll find that when you actually get into the building and you have a look around at the offices, you actually find posters that are put up in these establishments to actually show which is the correct way of wearing your scarf and taking a picture and which is the incorrect way. And yet the employees that work there are not even aware that this is acceptable. So creating this hype or creating this awareness is doing exactly that. It's creating an awareness. You know, it's making people more aware that this is the norm and this should be allowed and this is what, you know, what having your rights is all about.
So how do you think that this campaign will change the way the world then looks at hijab?
Inshallah, obviously through the campaign, we hope to change the way people, you know, look at Muslims firstly. You know, we want them to see that the hijab is not a form of oppression. We want them to see the beauty of our hijab. We want them to come together with us in unity to say, you know what, we're all part of this global family. Let's look after our world together. Let's not, you know, there's so much of disunity, there's so much of wars happening, there's so much of angst and so much of strife and so much of hurt going on in the world. It's a way of showing that this one thing that we can all unite together in, it's going to bring, you know, that little bit of understanding and it'll make you feel different. Like, if you understand exactly how that person feels when they're discriminated against, it makes you respect that person more. It makes you understand more. It makes you be less judgmental.
And I think, you know, it also spreads love and unity amongst people across the world.
Exactly.
Which is exactly what, you know, Islam is all about. It's all about peace, love, unity, and tolerance of other religions as well.
Yes.
That's correct.
So, you know, I've seen on the poster for this year, if I'm correct, is that there is a hashtag which says hashtag strong in hijab. So what is this all about?
Okay, so basically when we started off in 2013, I think it was hashtag cover up and hashtag my right to cover up. And so when they initially started the actual campaign, they needed it to obviously first start running forward. Now we're into 2018, it's 5 years later, alhamdulillah, it's really grown. So basically the hashtag strong in hijab is from where we started to where we are right now. You know, initially you were trying to just create the awareness of hijab and the person's right to be in hijab, and now the strong in hijab is basically we're showing ladies who are in hijab and are still performing what they want to do, are still doing what they're able to do. I mean, we see ladies who are you know, bungee jumping with their hijab, they parachuting with their hijab, they're serving in the army with their hijab, they're becoming police women in the hijab. Look at Scotland, they're allowing the hijab as part of the police uniform. You know, things like this is amazing from where we started to where we've come. If you're looking at 5 years ago and you're looking at now, everything is, alhamdulillah, it's going off. You know, it's going in a more positive direction. Yes, there are negatives, but I feel that it's gaining more momentum now, and the awareness is, alhamdulillah, it's growing much more. So that's hence the strong in hijab.
Right. So talking about the campaign now, so who can join this campaign and this initiative?
Okay, basically the invitation is out to everyone out there, you know, to all women that are out there. We want them to join us on the day. We want them to come and experience what it's like, whether you are Muslim or non-Muslim, non-wearing hijab. We want you to don the hijab for the day and feel what it's like. You know, you might be discriminated against. So that will also give you an understanding of what a person goes through when they are told things about the hijab. Or you might be pleasantly surprised, like a lot of our stories that we actually get, you know, feedback on, where people feel more respected, they feel more beautiful, they feel that they, you know, it's like if someone else on the outside is looking at us and they see us all covered up and they think, okay, you're like a, you know, it's like you're a nobody, you're sitting there. And actually when you speak up, people are looking more at your mind and listening to what is coming out of your mouth through your brain and not thinking of how you look. It's a totally different experience than you just being attended to because of the way you look. It's totally different. Gee. So, that is the actual, you know, they can join the campaign, and that is what we want them to experience. We want them to experience the beauty of hijab. We want them to experience why we are dressed the way we dress. We want them to just go through that, just for that few hours. And alhamdulillah, from the stories that we get back, the feedback that we get back, people actually love it so much for that few hours that they actually don the hijab even after that. And these are being Muslim, non-Muslims, you know, people who are not really in hijab or wouldn't have even thought of dressing modestly and that kind of stuff.
That's beautiful, subhanAllah. Mm-hmm. So how can a person then go about joining it? What does it entail? What do they have to do? What are the resources that they have to have?
Okay, so basically we've got the main page, the worldhijabday.com page. That's the actual website. And then we've got the Facebook page. And then I've created the South African Facebook page. So it's WHDSA, so it's World Hijab Day South Africa. And currently, what we are doing is in collaboration with Nyota Collections and a few other madrasas and stuff like that, is just to create more awareness of the day. We've asked people to submit their stories, their inspirational stories of hijab. You know, we'd like to share it on our platforms on Instagram and Facebook and even via WhatsApp and stuff like that, to just basically encourage others, you know, who knows what, you know, what little element in your story will resonate with someone else's story. And so that's basically what we're doing this year, is we're sharing stories. We want people to either upload videos if they have the capability and if they would like to, or otherwise they can just upload text stories. We also, like I said, we collaborate sometimes with other madrasas. So we do have other few events of other ladies networks, if I can share that as well. Okay. Basically, we have the CSA network, which is the Caring Sisters Network, right? And what they're doing is they are collecting hijabs, and then they will be distributing it to underprivileged ladies and donating, you know, just also basically they're asking you to spring clean your hijab hangers, shelves, drawers, and cupboards. And the collection of the received hijabs will be distributed far and wide to the females of underprivileged madrasas. So they are doing a countrywide collection for this. And then we've also got Al Kawarir, which is a madrasa based in, it works in connection with the Persida Madrasa in Springs. And what they do is every year they have like a World Hijab Day program. It's not necessarily on the 1st of Feb. It happens throughout the month, one of the Sundays or one of the Saturdays. So this particular one is happening on the 24th of Feb. It's from 9 a.m. till Zohar, and it's happening at Madrasa Tulbana in Jameson Park. It's a wonderful event to attend. I've attended all the years so far. What's beautiful about it is you get to interact with a lot of revert Muslim ladies, and they come through with all their stories about, you know, becoming Muslims, about donning hijab, about how beautiful their life has changed. It's really an inspirational morning for all. You know, you get to learn from the uppers where they're so passionate about what they do. So, you know, just being in the company of people like that, it gives you so much more to look forward to. It gives you so much of inspiration, you know, just for the rest of the year to go on. So, alhamdulillah, a lot of that coming through for World Hijab Day. And, yeah, so people can actually, they can come and attend our events. They can submit their stories. They can just pledge their whole, you know, they can also upload our pro pics on WhatsApp, you know, join us on the day, make it a worldwide phenomenon, if you want to call it, make it a worldwide alert campaign, you know, share as much as you can and spread the word as much as you can and invite as much as you can. You know, I also look at it as a means of dawah, you know, because we're not trying to enforce it on anybody, but who knows, just through inviting someone to experience what you as a Muslim are experiencing on a daily basis might open up that person's heart to the whole beauty of our religion.
That's very, very true. And I think, you know, what, you know, anybody else can also do is that if you're in a working environment or if you're a teacher at a school and you have, like, non-Muslim colleagues around you, then perhaps, you know, take a few hijabs with you and you know, let them wear just for, like, a few minutes even, just so that they know what it feels like, you know.
Definitely. And what I find is a lot of people who actually don't wear hijab and you offer it to them, they're so, like, amazed to try it because, you know, now there's so many different hijab styles, you know. And people want to, you know, they feel that it looks so beautiful. So they're so excited to try on something new. And then when they look at themselves and they see how beautiful they look, and then when someone actually tells them, oh, you look so lovely today, it's like, you know, it's more of a reassurance of what they're feeling as well.
Absolutely. And this is a very beautiful initiative. And alhamdulillah, you know, I'd like to wish you all the best with this endeavors. And with World Hijab Day, you know, it's just absolutely wonderful what, you know, what this campaign is going to do, the awareness that it's going to bring. And inshallah, I hope that, you know, it becomes very successful in the many years to come, and that, you know, the hijab always, as the, you know, as your hashtag goes, stays strong, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, jazakallah, ameen.
Okay, Sister Maria, before you leave, please could you share with us contact details, perhaps a website, the Facebook page, so that if anyone wants to keep in touch with you, get to know a bit more, you can then assist them.
Okay, it's Munira Karim, C-A-R-I-M, on Facebook, but we do have our World Hijab Day SA page, so they can just check out World Hijab Day South Africa. We are also on Instagram as World Hijab Day SA. They can also submit stories to World Hijab Day SA at gmail.com. My WhatsApp number is 072-037-6032.
Okay. Jazakallah so much for your time on this Sunday morning, and we really wish you all the best. But before you actually leave, if you could please maybe share with us a hijab story that has been submitted onto your Facebook page or website, and even if it's one or two, if you can please share it with us.
Gee, okay, I will do that. This one just came in today, and it's by two young girls. So I really love sharing young girl stories because I feel they're so inspirational, you know. They make us really think, what are we doing wrong if they can do everything right? Okay, so this came also from 12-year-old, and her name is Munira, and there's Rhoda as well. And they say, Munira says, I wear the hijab because one day when I was 10 years old, it hit me, a feeling that I want to wear the hijab. I started wearing it and I love it. The colors and everything about it feels so good. I'm proud to wear the hijab. And then Rhoda says, I wear hijab because when I was 7, it just came across my mind and I thought, why don't I wear hijab? I think I will start wearing it when I'm 8, but I forgot, so I tried wearing it once to my grandparents' house and I felt, wow, I wear hijab now. So I practiced wearing it until today, and I also encourage other girls to practice wearing it. You will love it. That's so amazing to just hear from little girls, you know. I mean, like 7 years old, and she's saying, it just came across my mind. Okay, and then I've got another one. Can I share another one?
Yes, sure.
Okay, this is from Shilia from Malaysia. I converted to Islam not too long ago. It was the best decision I've made in my 25 years of life. I've been studying the religion and the Quran for several years and decided to finally say the Shahada on the 1st of January. My life has changed in so many beautiful ways, I don't know where to start explaining. I also embraced the hijab naturally with no force and found myself comfortable and happy with it. Most of my Muslim friends have not gotten their calling or have yet to embrace it. However, I pray, inshallah, they will one day see the beauty behind this modesty. The hijab symbolizes so many things. My dear sisters, embrace it because it is beautiful and it's a blessing being able to do so. Let no discrimination bring you down. Let not hatred dim your light. May Allah make it easy on all of us. Ameen.
Amen. Jazakallah so much for that. Those are absolutely beautiful and inspirational stories that you've shared with us, and I'm sure that if there's anyone listening in, this is definitely and hopefully inshallah will inspire them to continue wearing the hijab and carrying on with it. And alhamdulillah. So Jazakallah so much for your time on this Sunday morning, and we really wish you all the best, and inshallah I hope that everyone listening in will definitely support this wonderful World Hijab Day campaign, which is going to be on February 1st.
Jazakallah. Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
And that was Sister Munira Karim, who is the world, who is the South African ambassador for World Hijab Day, and she's sharing with us some very and pretty amazing inspirational stories about the hijab and about many women wearing the hijab and the reason behind this wonderful campaign. So if on February 1st, or even any time really, they've just chosen February 1st as a date, but if you can't make it for that date, then any other day, take this opportunity up, and as we mentioned, if you're in a working environment, then get your colleagues to, wear the hijab, tell them to experience it. Or even if where you're living and if you're at home, get your non-Muslim neighbors to even try out the hijab, even if it's for a minute or two or an hour, just get them to feel what it feels like to wear the hijab. And, in that way, it's a great form of da'wah, and it's an absolutely beautiful way for you to spread the message of Islam, and also to spread the message that, we're not oppressed in wearing the hijab, and that's the most important thing that needs to really get out. But inshallah, a quick ad break coming up, but the lines will be open straight after this ad break. Do remember that you can give us a call and share your beautiful hijab journey with us. That's going to inspire people around us. So 011-854-1548 is the number to call. Please call us and let us know what your hijab story is all about, and what is your hijab journey and what inspires you to continue wearing the hijab. But a quick ad break coming up. We will speak to you after this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Radio Islam International. Yes, we're speaking about hijab. hijab, especially with World Hijab Day being on February 1st, inshallah, this year. I think it is celebrated every February 1st is World Hijab Day. So there's many initiatives that you can partake in to be a part of World Hijab Day. You know, February 1st is going to be this Thursday, inshallah. So we were speaking to Sister Munira Karim, who is the ambassador of World Hijab Day here in South Africa, and she actually told us a few things that we can actually do to take a part in World Hijab Day. And there's many initiatives that can be done. There's many programs that you can attend, especially the one that I really like with the Caring Sisters Network, and they're collecting hijabs to give to the underprivileged, you know, Muslim women. And I think this is a really great initiative because we simply, you know, we can never have enough hijabs, and we always have too many. But I think it's time that you go through your hijab and, you know, look through, you know, the old styles that you may not like anymore, those that don't, you know, you don't, you maybe replace it with a different color or a different style or whatever it is, then get rid of those that you're not really going to use, and somebody else can benefit from it in a really greater way. So use this opportunity to clean up your hijabs and, you know, keep that in mind that you can donate it to the Caring Sisters Network, and they will then, you know, distribute it to the underprivileged, which is, you know, a great initiative, alhamdulillah. There's something else which I found really very interesting, and it's about, you know, the different people and the different Muslims around the world who have shared something which says that hijab to me, I support choice, I supports and veils women's right to body, you know, covering. And this has all been shared on social media, and this is an absolutely beautiful initiative. So, you know, we're always on, you know, Instagram, we're always on Facebook, you know, and they use this as an opportunity for you to basically, you know, write about you wearing the hijab, write about you, you know, sharing your inspirational story on your Instagram, on your Facebook, you know, really. You don't have to post pictures at all, you know, just post up, you know, a lovely, you know, post about it, and you never know who will be inspired by this, because I know many of us have, you know, interactions with, you know, people of the other faiths, and you don't realize when this will then just motivate them to actually learn more about the hijab, and that's your form of da'wah. And even if it's not non-Muslims, and it's even those Muslims, you know, some of us who, you know, some of them who don't adorn the hijab, maybe this will inspire them to continue to actually pursue wearing the hijab. Another one which I found here is, hijab to me is having the freedom to live and express myself in my own way while still holding on to my beliefs and values. It allows me to combat the negative stereotypes that are all over the media in this Islamophobic environment. Hijab to me is also a sign of strength and forces people to see me for who I am and not for whatever unrealistic standard of beauty is being idolized at the moment. And that's absolutely something which is so, so true, you know, at the end of the day. And also something that we should be really grateful for is that we're living in a country where, you know, we've freedom of rights and you're able to wear the hijab. Yes, okay, on the odd occasion we may get discriminated, you know, based on our hijab and based on the way that we dress, but it's not as bad as those in the different, you know, in the other countries around the world where hijab is banned, like France, you know, we spoke about this. So it's important that we realize that we should be grateful for what we have and use it as an opportunity for you to then spread the message of the beauty of the hijab and spread the message of Islam. You know, growing up, I went to a Model C school, I think that's what it's called, and there, you know, unfortunately, obviously, you know, you're not allowed to wear the hijab and you have to follow the school rules. But then, you know, it comes a point where you in like grade 6, grade 7, and then obviously, you know, once you balik, then you have to, you know, adorn the hijab. It becomes compulsory for you. And my parents had to, you know, they were very strict on me wearing the hijab. And I guess, you know, that's good in a way because I had older siblings, they wore the hijab. So for me, I didn't really, you know, I was really excited to wear the hijab. And then it came a time where I had to wear it, you know, for school, and school didn't really allow it. And I remember my dad went through, you know, really up and down, and he did so much just so that I could, you know, then adorn the hijab. And once I started it, then a few, you know, other Muslim girls had joined in with us, and we really wore the hijab. But, you know, on that, we realized that, you know, we were then discriminated because we wore the hijab. People who used to talk to us stopped talking to us anymore. You know, teachers then, you know, treated us in a different manner. And that was when, you know, you're really young at that age. You're 12, 13, and you don't know much about this. And then you feel that, you know what, the hijab is something, you know, it's wrong. And, you know, you begin to hate the hijab, unfortunately, because of the circumstances system because of the people who discriminate and, you know, really make things, make it, you know, an unpleasurable journey for you. And then, you know, I actually stopped and I thought about it and I realized that, you know what, this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I have to really pursue this and I have to really go through with this, just to prove that, you know what, my hijab is my identity and this is who I am now. And alhamdulillah, through that I managed to, you know, complete the journey of, you know, up until grade 7. And then, you know, that's what happened. And after that, now when I go back to that school, I see many other, you know, students, you know, who wear the burqa and they go to school, which is something so beautiful. So alhamdulillah, that's a great thing to do, is to start a trend even at schools. That's exactly what we did, and that's a beautiful way of doing it. And even when I went to university also for the 1 year that I was there, often, you know, when you wear the hijab, many people of different faiths don't know what it's about. They don't know what, you know, why you wear it. You know, have you hurt your head? I used to get asked that question a lot of the times, you know. Did you have a bad hair day, or, you know, is something wrong with your head? Why are you covered up so much? And then, you know, you sit and you explain to them what hijab is all about and, you know, what is the importance of it in, you know, in Islam and the beauty about it. And that's really what then keeps them motivated and inspired to know more about Islam. And from then onwards, you know, every time we had the opportunity, you know, they'd ask more questions about Islam and, you know, more questions about, you know, the different, you know, Eids that we have and then the different sort of celebrations and also the different things that Islam has, you know, for us. And that way, you know, you started bringing her closer to Islam. There's one friend in particular, and she would come with me often to the Jamaat Khana to pray Salah, and, you know, she'd see us how we'd pray and, you know, how united we, you know, we were at the Jamaat Khana. And even with girls you don't know, because also, you know, we have the beautiful greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. You know, we don't just say hi, hello. It's a beautiful greeting which is said peace in the next person. And this really was something which she found extremely you know, beautiful, because hi, hello doesn't really have any much of a meaning as, you know, assalamu alaikum would have. So this is really, you know, what the beauty of you know, Islam is all about, but also I think, you know, the beauty of hijab, because this is where it really all started out from. So alhamdulillah, you know, there's so much for us to be grateful for, and really this is what hijab is all about. So if you want to be a part of this wonderful hijab journey, then do join them on February 1st. There's many ways in which you can join in on, you know, the World Hijab Day, you know, initiative and the campaign. So if you are, even if you're going shopping on that day, for example, carry a few hijabs with you perhaps, and if you're daring enough, then share it out to those who you meet along your way doing your shopping. So random strangers, ask them, would you like to try the hijab on? And let them, you know, feel and get that feel of what it feels like to wear the hijab, to still carry on your daily activities wearing the hijab, and nothing stops you from, you know, the world is really, you know, there's endless opportunities for you, and your hijab is not something that's going to hold you back. And the moment that people realize this, I think it's going to make, you know, everyone's life so much easier, especially when it comes to adorning the hijab. So if you have the opportunity on February 1st or any other day really, then use this opportunity to create awareness about the beautiful hijab that we adorn and the hijab that we wear. Really, that's exactly what it is all about. But I really like the one where you clean up your cupboard, get rid of all the hijabs that you're not going to be using it, and donate it to those who would really be of benefit to this one, inshallah. But yes, it's already time for me to love and leave you for this Sunday morning. I hope you all were inspired by the hijab stories that we shared in my World Hijab Day. And inshallah, we will be back next Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. on the Weekend Tide. A huge shukran to my engineer in Johannesburg. Until I meet you all again, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.